Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. We're established in the Word of God. We are established in the commandments. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We're thanking God, our great pastor is coming to you today with the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, to our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day, that God have opened up this door that we may come to you with the Word of God. I want to talk to you today a little bit about what God is yet calling for. Before we get into this, we have a little congregation I want to sing for you, What the Lord Hath Done for Me. Thank God for Sister V in the choir, What the Lord Hath Done. Go ahead.
He's my God.
He's with me all the time.
Well,
God for the choir. God have already done what he said he would do. He's done it yesterday. He's doing it today. And he will be doing what he said he will do tomorrow. Thank God for the choir. Sanctified soldiers, their life. Striving to please God. These announcements, Deacon Fina, what are they?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. You can also visit us at www.ktym.com on Saturday Sabbath, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or tune in at shortwave WINB at www.winb.com or call area code 712-432-5377 at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday Sabbath. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God for you. Thank God for our Elder Batiste. A couple of weeks ago, she was a deacon. But because of her strive, because of her life, because she's qualified, she is Elder Batiste today. And she does have a testimony. We don't elevate and appoint over here because of friendship or because you're related or because we like you. We love our brothers and sisters. But it's at the leading of God. She has a testimony, Elder Batiste. Thank God for you.
Yes, thank God. Truly, I can say that God has saved me from my sins.
Thank God.
And I'm thanking God. God has already done what he said he was going to do.
Beautiful?
He said he was going to establish thee a holy people.
All right.
Unto himself, if we keep his commandments. And I'm thanking God how God brought me out of sin, brought me to a church that was living holy, standing on the word of God. And I thank God for our great leader, our great pastor, who teaches us how to be established in God, in holiness. And I'm thanking God, I'm striving, putting the word in action, striving to live a holy life and a sanctified life. And I'm thanking God, I can say, I don't sin anymore.
Isn't that beautiful?
And I'm thanking God for the word of God that comes forth that keeps me ever mindful of how I must live to please God. And I'm thanking God for a sanctified and holy life.
Thank God for you, Elder. I hope some of you don't have a problem with a testimony that is pleasing to God because it is the word that keeps us. Thank God for our Deacon Franny. A couple of weeks ago, she was Sister Franny. She's yet Sister Franny, but she is a deacon.
Thank God.
She's qualified to be the deacon that God is calling for.
Thank God.
She has a testimony. Deacon, go ahead.
Thank God for you, Pastor. It's a privilege to be here tonight. I thank God for God saving me. I thank God for a mind to live for him.
Thank God.
I thank God for his laws that we are taught how to please him.
Right.
And I can truly say tonight that my strive is to please God, to walk in all of his ways.
Thank God.
I thank God for the love of our great pastor, all the saints of God. We truly have what God requires here, and I'm so grateful for it. Pastor, it's a privilege to be here. It's a privilege to stand before you and say that I don't sin no more.
Isn't that beautiful?
The word of God keeps me from day to day,
and
I'm happy about it. And I thank God for being here. Thank
God for
you.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God. I didn't ask her to say I don't sin no more, but we do obey God's word here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. You may have heard her say tonight, we tape our broadcast in Thursday night studies for you to hear today on the Sabbath day. A couple of weeks ago, our brother Courtney was elevated to deacon. Thank God for his strive wonderful soldier. He has a testimony today.
Yes, Deacon. I thank God for being here. I thank God for the opportunity to live for him.
Thank God.
Sanctification, holiness. I thank God for the teaching and what we get. We're taught what it means to live for God, to be sanctified, separated from sin. I thank God that I don't sin no more. I thank God for that knowledge that God gave to me through his anointed leader, showed me the way on what it means to live for God, to be separated from sin, and just to come out of the ways of the world. I thank God for what God has given me and the family that I have in God. It's just beautiful what I have here, and I just thank God for it.
Thank beautiful. Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God. Our sister Franny didn't know that that's the first scripture, one of the first scriptures we're going to go to, what God requires. And we are striving to give God what he is calling for and what he requires. Our Deacon Darrell, 2 weeks ago, was made superintendent of God's Covenant Church, superintendent of the Sabbath School. He has a testimony. Thank God for you, Deacon.
Thank God for having a testimony that I sin not. Thanking God that I'm a part of a people that God called for, who's pleasing God, striving in all the commandments. I thank God that we have the true God, a teaching priest. We have law, and the law keeps me day by day as I'm striving for perfection, and I'm just glad for what God has done for me.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God. Beautiful. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I thank God for all you that hear my voice. This is not an entertainment hour. We don't come here to entertain you. You that may be shut in, you that happen to be awake. This is not an entertainment program, but I do have a testimony.
All right.
Let's go to Hebrews 4 and 6 before we get started. God saved me in 1975, and I've been living for the Lord ever since, and I don't sin. I'm not here by choice. I'm here because God sent me here.
Yes, that's
right. God put me in this position as God has put all of us where we are today. Yes. In God's covenant church. Yes. Hebrews 4 mm-hmm. and 14.
All right. Thank God.
What does it say?
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession.
We are professional people here. And professionally, we live holy.
Yes.
And as I say, I didn't get this position by writing in for it or sending off with a bubblegum wrapper for credentials saying I'm a minister. But hands were laid upon me, and I'm here because God put me here.
Yes.
1 Timothy 6 and 12. Let's go there right quick. Maybe some wonder why I say the things that I say. Well, God said, open your mouth and I'll speak.
That's what he said.
And that's what I strive to do. Let God use me. And I don't use God to work up an agenda. 1 Timothy 6 and 12, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. Fight the good fight of faith.
We fight the good fight of faith here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Mm-hmm. What?
Lay hold on eternal life.
We have eternal life right now.
Right now.
And anyone that would desire eternal life can have it. Mm-hmm. You have to deny yourself. And you have to believe on the one that God has sent.
Yes, Lord.
And you've got to know that God sent them.
Yes.
Read.
Whereunto thou art also called.
God called us to fight the good fight of faith. Fight the devil. That means you're fighting to please God.
Yes.
Fighting to give God what he's calling for and laying hold on eternal life, because the devil comes to take that which we have when you really have it. Read.
And has professed a good profession.
What?
Before many witnesses.
I have many witnesses here that have followed my life.
Oh, yes.
What I'm doing is not done in the dark.
No.
And what I do openly.
Yes.
I have nothing to hide. Let's go to Amos 7 and 14. This is my testimony. Everybody has a testimony. If you live for God, you should have a testimony.
Yeah.
This is my testimony.
All right.
I'm not here because I put myself here. I'm not here to entertain you, but I'm here to bring you what thus saith the Lord. Amos 7, and let's start in the 10th verse. What does it say?
All right, 7 and 10.
Thank God.
7 and 10. And it says, then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel.
Isn't that beautiful? Amaziah. These are these priests, ministers, that say that God called them. And when you come to them asking them about the 10 precepts, God's word, they get amnesia. And they feel like when you mention, well, Pastor Boyd is talking about thus and so, he's against us. He don't love Jesus. He don't know Jesus. That's not true.
No.
Read the 14th verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm.
Then
answered Amos
what?
And said to Amaziah, I was no prophet.
What?
Neither was I a prophet's son.
I was nothing but a follower of God. I was a brother.
All right.
And I was elevated to a deacon and superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't claim to have anything when I got here. I didn't claim to know God or to know the scriptures. But I followed and sat at the feet of those that were appointed to teach me.
Yes.
Read.
But I was an herdman.
What?
And a gatherer of sycamore fruit.
So Amos will let them know I didn't go to the theologian schools. And I don't speak the way the ministers of the day speak. What?
And the Lord took me as I followed the flock.
What?
And the Lord said unto me, go prophesy unto my people Israel.
So all of those that God sent, it's not their words, it's not our words, it's the words of God that we speak.
Yes, it is.
If you have a problem with what I speak, it's what thus saith the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 10 and 12. Let's see what it's saying here. God is yet calling for everything he stands for.
Yes.
And what he's calling for today, he called for yesteryear. And he's calling for it tomorrow. 10 and 12 says what?
And now Israel.
Now church world. Now Israel. Those that are called by his name. Many are called Christians today. What?
What doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
What is God calling for? What does God expect of us? What is God commanding us to do? What?
But to fear the Lord thy
fear
God.
Fear the Lord thy God. Now, Solomon, God gave him the wisdom of God. Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's the fear that God is talking about. Keeping his commandments, showing that you fear God. What?
To walk in all his ways.
So it's not about the ways we bring to the table from the neighborhood, from our homes, from our nations, from our culture, from our race. It's about taking on the ways of God. What?
Yes. And to love him.
To love God. What?
And to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy
beautiful?
Soul.
We're not a half-hearted church here. We don't teach half-heartedness. We don't teach you go and come as you please. The Spirit of God is leading the church.
Yes.
We're in a journey in the Lord.
Yes.
And we come and we're gathered as the Spirit of God have put us together.
Yes.
And we do have an order of service.
Yes.
But we just don't follow an order by the letter. Whenever God is calling us, we get together.
Yes.
God said, I will put no more on you than you're able to bear. And I found that to be so.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
To keep the commandments.
It's all
of the
about
Lord.
Keeping the commandments of the Lord. That's what God is calling for. That's what God requires. What?
And his statutes.
His statutes.
Which I command thee this day for thy good.
So God is requiring it and he commanded it for our good.
Yes.
Let's go to Hebrews 13 and 8.
All right.
So you know what, Pastor Boyd, you going backwards. Jesus came and done away with all that. You are ignorant and don't know God's word.
That's true. That's true. It is true.
righteousness, going about to fulfill your own righteousness and not submitting to the righteousness of God. Mm-hmm. What I'm reading is today and forever. Yes. Hebrews 13:8, what does it say?
Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday.
He's the same yesterday. So don't say, well, back in the old Mosaic law days, he gave the law to Moses. The law is the word of God. Yes. And anyone that say they're preaching God's word and don't preach the 10 precepts in its entirety is not preaching the word. Right. They're preaching about the word. And the Lord was here. His fame went out and they heard and knew about him. But the scripture says to know the Lord, you keep his commandments.
Yes.
Read.
The same yesterday.
What?
And today and forever.
Isn't that beautiful? Today and forever. Now read the 14th verse. What does that say?
Mm-hmm.
Now what does the 9th verse say?
9th? Mm-hmm. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines.
Strange doctrines.
Mm-hmm.
Doctrines that changed the Lord yesterday. He's different today. So yesterday, in the old days of old, Jesus, the Lord killed everybody, had no mercy. But now Jesus brought mercy. That's not true. Grace was shown to Noah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Read the 14th verse. What does it say?
Thank God, for here have we no continuing city.
All right.
But we seek one to come.
We seek one to come. We're looking for a spiritual city because the Lord said, ye are a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. So let your light shine. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful? 20th verse, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Now,
the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus.
What?
That great shepherd of the sheep.
What?
Through the blood of the everlasting covenant.
What?
Make you perfect.
Listen to what Jesus is saying. Listen to what the beautiful Spirit is saying through his anointed.
Mm-hmm.
Make you perfect. What?
In every good work.
What?
To do his will.
So it's all about doing God's will. That's why the Spirit of God is with us, upon us, and shall be in you to keep you doing God's will.
Yes.
It's to obey God's word. And as the scripture says, to as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Working in you
what?
That which is well-pleasing.
Well-pleasing. What?
In his sight.
So we want to do, and that's what we strive here to do, what's well-pleasing in God's sight. Let's go to Malachi 3:6.
Isn't
that beautiful? I'm just bringing back to your attention why we do and say what we do. Because God does not change. And many so-called ministers that say they're from God. God did not send them because if they were sent from God, they would speak the words of God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Everything they speak must be coinciding with the word, the 10 precepts.
Yes.
Malachi 3:6, what does it say?
For I am the Lord, I change not.
Isn't that beautiful? So if the Lord don't change, how can his word change? How can you say, well, we remember Sunday, and you're not even keeping that holy because you don't live holy. But the word says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it
holy.
The Lord said, be ye therefore holy as your Father in heaven is holy. He never changed from that. He spoke that in the days before he took on flesh, before he became a son. And he's yet saying the same thing today. What?
Yes. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed.
Let's read the first verse. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
So God don't change. Lord don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're not consumed, because we strive to please God, and his grace is sufficient. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Mercy to those that are striving to please him.
Right.
And you cannot strive to please the Lord if you don't know him.
That's right.
3:1, what does it say?
Behold.
Behold.
I will send my messenger.
What?
And he shall prepare the way before me.
So that's what we strive to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Everyone that God sends prepares the way for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not keeping his commandments, you are not prepared for God to make his abode.
All right. And the Lord whom ye seek
what?
Shall suddenly come to his temple.
Mm-hmm.
Even the messenger of the covenant
what?
Whom ye delight in.
What?
Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
But what?
But who may abide?
Who is able to abide
the day of his coming?
The day of his coming. Because when the word comes, many find that they're not in the place that God is coming to and what God is looking for. Because God is holy.
Yes, he is.
But God finds so many with their works undone, and more importantly, that they don't know him when he comes.
Yes.
They didn't know him when he was in the flesh, many.
That's right.
And is yet the same thing today. He's coming in his cloud of witnesses,
yes,
and so many don't know this is the Lord. Read.
And who shall stand when he appeareth?
What?
For he is like a refiner's fire.
That's why when you hear this broadcast, you seem like the words are being that's being spoken is so sharp or so offensive. You say, where's the love? That's the Lord trying to show what's undone and what is required.
Yes.
What he's looking for. Read.
And like fuller's soap.
What?
And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver.
Well, when you purify silver, if you were silver, it wouldn't feel that great. Because it burns up the impurities. And that's what the word of God is trying to do to those that are looking for him. Destroy the impurities. Read.
And he shall purify the sons of Levi.
What?
And purge them as gold.
Isn't that beautiful? In other words,
silver.
God is doing a work.
Thank God.
Purifying those that say they're called by his name. And if you have this hope in you, you purify yourself and let the word do his work. What?
That they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness.
That it's all about righteousness.
Righteousness.
Mm-hmm. He says, walk in all of his ways. Because the scripture says it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments.
Yes.
And that's what the word encourages us to do. Read. Mm-hmm.
Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord.
Then God is going to be pleased with what life we're giving him.
Yes.
In order to fulfill righteousness, we must deny ourselves
yes.
of all the things. It's not like God. Our ways many times don't please God. We're here to change that.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Deuteronomy 10 and 12 again. Let's read that.
All right.
We may be going off the air now. It don't take much to get this message across. God is calling for us
yes.
to keep his commandments.
Yes.
Which is keeping his word. Which is keeping the law. There was a remedy when you sinned. That remedy was fulfilled in his blood.
Yes.
So we're not offering up any rams and bullocks and heifers should we sin. Should we sin? We have an advocate with the Father, and there is a sin that's not unto death. That's what God is talking about. Because
yes.
if you decide to keep God's commandments and live for God, God keeps you if you follow the Lord. You will not sin. He said, if you believe in me, you shall never die. Only sin brings forth death. 10 and 12, what does it say?
And now, Israel.
Now, church. What?
What doth the Lord thy God require of thee?
What?
But to fear the Lord thy God,
mm-hmm.
to walk in all his ways.
What?
And to love him and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
It's about serving him with all our heart.
And with all thy soul.
All thy soul. What?
To keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes,
what?
Which I command thee this day.